Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Our discussion was regarding prophethood. We mentioned how intellect is not sufficient for man to reach his completion and perfection, and thus he requires a guidance from outside of his own self, and that guidance is prophethood. However, there is an extremely crucial point here that needs to be understood, and that is that prophethood and the guidance that comes from God Almighty towards mankind by means of his prophets is not here to contradict the guidance of instinct, nor is it here to contradict the guidance of intellect, but rather it's here to complete this puzzle. It's here to fill in the missing part of this puzzle so that man may reach his completion and perfection. There is a huge misunderstanding that exists due to the history of Europe, and sadly, this misunderstanding has been exported to the rest of the world, which is that religion, prophethood, is innately in contradiction with intellect. This has its roots in the history of Europe, but Europe is not the entire world. Other parts of the world have a very different history. It was while Muslims were religious and faithful that they reached the peak of scientific and philosophical and worldly perfection. So the history of Europe and the fact that the Europeans had a very distasteful and ugly experience of religion does not apply to Islam whatsoever. So prophethood is not here to contradict intellect, but rather to awaken it and to complete it. And intellect itself leads us to the door of prophethood. And as man's intellect grows and increases, as human beings discover more and more about themselves, more and more wisdoms of the guidance that reached us by means of prophethood become clear to us. For example, the prohibition of alcohol. Ask any policeman or policewoman in a country where alcohol is freely available whether they think a society without alcohol is a safer society, or whether a society in which alcohol is freely available is safer. The answer is extremely clear. Alcohol was forbidden over 1,000 years ago by means of prophethood. Yet today we understand more about the detrimental effects that alcohol has, not only on a person's soul, not only on a person's own self, but even on a person's society. Another example are the harsh punishments prescribed by Islam, which are executed in a country or a region where Islamic law is the law. These punishments do not apply in countries that are not ruled by Islamic law. But if there is a land, if there is a society governed by Islamic law, there is a penal code, and certain misconducts have very heavy punishments. For example, adultery, fornication are some of the things that are punished extremely harshly, if of course it's proven in a court of law with certain conditions and so on and so forth. Now, if a person is truly honest and if a person understands the value that family has, if a person understands the value of having a harmonious family. And the effect that having a harmonious family has on the children. If a person understands that a person's childhood is their template for the rest of their life, if a person understands that whether a child's upbringing was good or bad, decent or very ugly, it's become a part of that child and who he or she is, then this person will appreciate why crimes related to the family, actions that weaken and destroy and obliterate the family, actions that violate the sanctity of the family unit, are considered so atrocious in the eyes of Islam. It is for no reason except for the betterment, the safety, and the well-being of the human society. So these are some examples of places where, as intellect has grown, as our experiences have grown, as our experiences have increased, as we've learned more about who we are, we've come to understand some of the wisdoms behind some of the rules that were given to us by means of prophethood. And you know what? The more we learn about ourselves, the more discoveries are made, the more research is done, 100 years down the line, 200 years down the line, 1,000 years down the line, we're probably going to discover even more wisdoms of rulings that reached us by means of prophethood, the wisdom of which we did not know today. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.
Wherever you are.